Do you ever find yourself looking for a good conversation starter? Or even just something to talk about with family, friends, a partner, maybe a coworker? Welcome to the Offsides Podcast. This is a perspective show where we dive into all things sports and pop culture to keep you up to date. You might be asking yourself, why is this helpful to me? Going on a date with a sports fan? We'll get you caught up with the latest happening, so you'll be sure to impress.
Want to know what's going on in pop culture or celebrity news? We've got you covered. We have the newest and hottest news about who's dating who, what the heck they were wearing, and even all the tea for popular reality TV shows. Offside is hosted by myself, Sonia.
And me, Ian.
Giving you two perspectives on any topic and how to include it in any conversation. We are the hub for all things conversation starters and cannot wait to hear how our news, sports, and pop culture insight led to successful and engaging conversations.
Hello, everyone. I'm Andrew with an A.
And I'm Sonia with a J, and you're listening to Offsides. We are so excited you joined us today. We are your one-stop shop for all things conversation starters. We give you a unique and exciting and interesting topics to discuss for you to have successful and engaging conversations. So without further ado, let's get started.
Yeah, let's jump right into it with some sports news. I'm sure you saw there's a lot of badass female athletes that started a new media company.
Yes!
Yeah, the likes of Alex Morgan, Sue Bird, Chloe Kim, Simone Manuel, some big names there. For those of you that aren't familiar, Alex Morgan is a U.S. soccer player and Olympian. Sue Bird, WNBA All-Star, just extreme athlete. Chloe Kim, one of the coolest snowboarders on the planet. And Simone Manuel, just an incredible Olympic swimmer.
Yes, they're very exciting, and I've been following it with everything going on, and it's so cool to see these women come together, and their mission is to accomplish, like, more highlighting females in sports and everything that they do in the world, and this month being National Women's Month is very exciting to see that. They have a lot of press going on, and seeing, you know, the photo shoots and everything that they're covering is just absolutely stunning, and it's so cool to see, you know, women uplifting each other and bringing a positive change to the world of sports.
Absolutely. I mean, the piece of the pie is pretty small when you think about women's sports and the types of coverage it gets and things of that nature.
Yes.
There was actually a 2018 report from United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization that found that only 4% of total sports media coverage focused on women's sports.
Oh my goodness. That is absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy when you think about when there's only 4% and there's so many women's sports going on. Women, not only are they competing with men to get that coverage now and all the other leagues and athletes around the world, but women have to compete with each other now to get that coverage. So like you said, they want to uplift each other and work together. We're both women in prominent athletic roles, but now we have to fight with each other to get this coverage when really the ultimate goal they want is for coverage for all of them, not just for me, and so you can't get it. So that it's an interesting topic, and I'm really excited that we're diving into it and that they formed this company, because I think it'll really shape the next generation of women athletes and how young girls feel that they'll have a prominent role in the world of sports.
Yes, and now that you said that, I'm reading a quote from Alex Morgan that said, "Growing up, I didn't have posters of females, which wasn't because I didn't watch sports," she said. "I just didn't know enough about female athletes to put them on my wall and idolize them." And I think this brings light to how crazy it is when you see movies and TV shows and everything, and you see, you know, they all have posters over their room. It's like, well, yeah, they have pop stars, and they have, you know, singers, and they have other people they idolize, but why not have females athletes up there, you know? And to see that now that they have these really cool women like coming together and uplifting each other and being part of something that is so awesome, I could not be happier, and I'm so excited to see where this goes, and I really hope it's a positive change in women's sports and throughout the world as well.
Yeah, and I think that's an extremely powerful quote, and I'm glad you said that because it really speaks volumes. I mean, I remember as a little kid seeing the Sports Illustrated magazine come in the mail, and I'm flipping through looking for my favorite soccer players, my favorite basketball players, so I can rip out the picture hanging on my wall. And yeah, just thinking back to that, at the time, you didn't see a lot of female athletes. And I think it's kind of the nature of the world we live in right now, where people that are in these prominent roles, athletes who have this platform, are more than just athletes. They feel that they can tackle different social issues, different things that maybe the world or the media hasn't allowed them to do before. And it's so cool to see this group of such high profile elite athletes say, hey, this is something that is an issue, and instead of waiting for someone else to take care of it, we're going to go ahead and jump in and do it, which is awesome.
Yes, I agree. And just to highlight some of the accomplishments that these women have tackled is absolutely insane. They have Alex Morgan, who's part of the USA soccer team, and she's an Olympian. You know, we have Sue Bird, a WNBA player, four-time WNBA champ, and four Olympic medals. We have Chloe Kim, the youngest snowboarder half-pipe gold medalist, which I think is absolutely insane. Also, a side note, her dog is beautiful. She has an Australian Shepherd, and he is the cutest. She's always on Instagram with her dog, so if you ever want to check it out. And then Simone Manuel, yes. Her is the first Black woman to win an individual event at the Olympics, and that was so cool to see in Rio 2016. So hopefully we'll see her in the next Olympics and see how she does with this, because, you know, having more than just one female and putting them together and their creativeness and everything that they offer is just going to make this even cooler.
Such prominent voices. And you mentioned Alex Morgan, who is just adored by
everyone.
I mean, I grew up playing soccer, and I know so many girls that play soccer, and Alex Morgan really, that so many girls look up to her. We've got Sue Bird, who you said has accomplished so many things, four-time WNBA champion. She's also married to Megan Rapinoe, another prominent voice in sports. So that's great. Chloe Kim has an incredible social media presence. I don't know if you remember her Olympic run when she was tweeting between runs. So comfortable, cool, calm, collected, composed. And then, yeah, like you said, Simone Manuel, the first Black woman to win an individual event in Olympic swimming, just such a role model for young girls, girls of color. So there's so much diversity here. Simone Manuel, an African-American, Chloe Kim, an Asian, Sue Bird and Megan Rapinoe representing the LGBTQ community, Alex Morgan, who, like we said, so many young girls look up to. Just an incredible range of athletes, such great diversity there. I think this company will be extremely successful, and I really hope it is.
I will definitely be following them and watching them and giving you any and all updates. Their company is called Together, TOGETHXR is the media company. Follow, tweet, and do whatever you will with them and see what they come in the following months and years ahead of them.
Yeah, their social media should be great. They said that they'll have new content to roll out daily on their social channels, including a series highlighting 17-year-old national boxing champion Chantel Navarro's quest for a gold medal, and also a docu-series that focuses on young women surfers who navigate friendship and competition while honoring the culture of their homeland of Hawaii.
That's awesome. I'm so excited and cannot wait for all of this to come.
Speaking of the range of diversity, I want to bring up the Washington football team, which always makes me laugh that they're still nameless, but they're getting rid of their cheerleading squad.
I saw that.
Which has been around for about 50 years, and many of the current cheerleaders are not so thrilled about it. They've had some things to say, but the reason they're getting rid of their cheer squad is not that they completely want to eliminate the dance team. They actually are planning to create a co-ed dance team where they're going to bring on 36 dancers, and it's in an effort to make it more diverse, more modern. With their whole rebranding, they are looking for a new name, a new logo. Instead of being the Washington football team, they kind of want to bring this new element to it. And I think that's really cool that they're trying to adapt with the times, and they said they're trying to become more like the NBA.
I think that is very exciting. A fun fact, I did try out for a professional sports team. It wasn't for their dance team, but it was for their ice crew. My friend wanted to try out for the dance team and or their cheerleading squad, and she goes, I don't think I'm good enough. I don't think I can do it. I said, well, if I do it, will you do it? And she said, sure. So we both tried out. Unfortunately, we didn't make it, but we had a lot of fun, and it was a really cool experience to go through and to see. And I give all of these, you know, athletes, cheerleaders, dancers, ice skaters, a lot of credit. It's a lot of work, and they put so much time and effort, and it looks literally effortless when they're on the field, when they're on the rink, you know, and whatever they're doing, and people don't give them enough credit. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. I used to love that show growing up and watching all of their tryouts, and, you know, there is drama, but it's interesting to see because you have to maintain a certain image and a look and remain, you know, physically fit and with it and being that camaraderie. So it's cool to see, and I really hope that good things come of this.
Trying out for an ice team, that's pretty interesting.
Yes.
So your ice skating skills must be pretty good if you felt confident to do that.
Well, I, not to brag, was named after a famous ice skater. So I said, I'm going to take that into my skating abilities. I only had skate with figure skates. And then for tryouts, I had to learn how to do with hockey skates, which is, it doesn't seem very different, but it's a longer blade when you're ice skating or when you're figure skating as opposed to hockey skates. But I have an aunt that she coaches hockey, so she gave me an old pair of hers, and I, you know, worked my butt off and just missed it by the hair on my chin. So it was really cool to see. I think what was really difficult is these people have to use a shovel, and you have to, like, hold the shovel while skating, turning fast, trying not to run into the players, because God forbid you run into them and, like, injure them, and scooping up the ice and going. It's just, it was a lot, and I learned so much, and I have so much more respect for them, and it is just such a cool thing, and I really hope that, you know, the Washington Coa dance team does really well with this, and maybe I'll try out for the Raiderettes. I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe. That would be awesome. Yes. I also think it's funny that you think if you skated into one of the hockey players, you would injure them instead of them injuring you.
Yeah, well, not that. I can see where you're coming from that, and I think that's really funny, but that's one of the things that they told us is you have to learn how to stop well so you don't run into them. Not that I would really injure them, but, like, they have paddings and I don't. So maybe I would get more hurt than they would.
For sure. That, well, that's funny. Awesome. That's really cool. And we're talking about the Washington football team, and they're in Washington, D.C. On the other side of the country,
yes,
in Arizona, there's some big football excitement going on, some big movement. J.J. Watt, who a lot of people know for his football skills and also his charitable work while,
yes,
he was in Houston, was extremely involved in the community and, mm-hmm, did so many great things when they were dealing with natural disasters,
yes,
and things of that
nature.
He has that
nature. Commercial, too.
Yeah, completely donating his time, his money, his resources. Just a great guy. Is headed to the Arizona Cardinals.
Yay! I'm so excited for him, and I want them to succeed. I followed their current quarterback when he went from Oklahoma to now the Cardinals when he was the number one overall draft pick back in 2018, 2017?
A couple years ago, yeah.
And it was really cool. Unfortunately, they just haven't built their team quite up, but maybe this is a turnaround. I think their luck is changing, and it's going to go good for them, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, they've got some good guys on their team. J.J. Watt, obviously, we talked about his contributions. Larry Fitzgerald, who's been in the league for so long and on the, mm-hmm, Cardinals, just such a great ambassador for the league and another guy that's so involved in the community and just seems to play the game the right way,
yes,
to respect the rules the right way. You see so many things where he interacts with the team, with the referees, and it just seems like he carries himself really well. And then Kyler Murray, like you mentioned, such,
yes,
an exciting young prospect. Pretty short for the quarterback position, so that makes him just an interesting character in the way he plays. Just so exciting, and I think that they'll find a lot of success. I really thought J.J. Watt was going to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers, though, because both of his brothers play on the Steelers. And for the chance to play in the NFL with not only one brother, but two brothers, you three already have Subway commercials together. You can be on the field. Your touchdown celebration could be something to do with the $5 footlong. I think there's a lot of opportunity there, but I can see living in warm Arizona instead of cold Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes. Well, it's funny that you say that. I was there just a few weeks ago, and I went to brunch with some friends, and all of a sudden my friend hits me. She goes, "Oh my gosh, do you know who that is?" And I was like, "He looks really familiar." She goes, "Yeah, that's Larry Fitzgerald." And he was standing in front of me waiting to be seated at the restaurant we were at, and I was like, oh my goodness. Like, it was crazy because he's such a large human. He was so tall, and it was really cool to see. I didn't say hello, but.
Did his hair and, like, little dreads look as good in person as they do on TV?
His hair looked exactly the same as it did on TV. He's just very big. He's very, like, not just like a large person because he's so tall, but it was cool to see him in person, and I was a little starstruck.
Yeah, I'm sure that's really cool. Like I said, he's just such a phenomenal player, a guy that does everything right. It's one of those athletes, and there's a couple that come around every now and then, that it's like, I don't know how anyone, even if you're not a fan of the Cardinals, even if you're a fan of their rivals, you have to like the guy. He, like I said, he just plays the game the right way. He carries himself the right way.
Yes.
He's so likable. That's a really cool story, though. That's awesome. But I feel like we're heavily in the world of football today because the next thing I want to talk about is Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. What a man.
He is another extremely successful football player.
Yes.
Another guy that just plays the game the right way, does things that you just look in awe and you're like, how did he do that? How did he get that done? Has been in the spotlight a long time, makes those funny State Farm commercials.
He does.
Is extremely likable, but I don't know if you've heard, and I don't think a lot of people knew this. It kind of came as a surprise. People didn't even know he was dating someone after his latest stint with Danica Patrick.
Yes.
He's engaged.
I saw that, and I was very interested in how this all came about and how long they've been dating. And if we don't know who it is, it's Shailene Woodley from the Divergent series. She was in a bunch of other movies, and she's a famous, you know, Hollywood A-lister, and I'm a little shocked. I think they're a cute couple. I just did not know they were even together.
Yeah, I mean, I had no clue, and the Packers had a great year this year. They had a great run. Ended up falling a little bit short, didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Obviously, we know how that ended. But I have a friend that's a massive Packers fan.
Oh.
Huge Packers fan, huge Aaron Rodgers fan. Literally, when we lived together, if the Packers lost on Sunday, we weren't allowed to turn on the TV until Wednesday. We could turn it on, but not until SportsCenter.
Oh my goodness.
Because they would be rerunning the highlights, and once it got to Wednesday, they would start talking about the Thursday games and the next weekend. Literally, if the Packers lost, he didn't want to see it. He's a diehard super fan. And when Aaron makes these commercials and the Packers start losing, he's like, Aaron needs to quit filming so many commercials and focus on football. And then he was like, Aaron needs to quit dating Danica and just focus on football. So when the news came out that he was engaged, he was like, no wonder the Packers didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Aaron was too focused on this. So when the news came out, I thought it was so funny. And that was the first person I immediately text. But I think they look good as a couple together.
I'm excited to see what happens. And, you know, hopefully they're happy and they have a wonderful marriage. And I'm excited. I think they're very cute together. She's filming a new movie, too. I've been seeing it. They haven't said what movie it is, but she's been filming, like, a bunch of different, you know, projects. So, and it's funny, they interviewed her and she goes, well, I didn't really see it as an issue because we were just so happy. And now I guess I'm engaged and now people know. So, some people are very private about their life, and I can appreciate that, and I love that, and I wish them the best of luck.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, it sounds like, and, you know, obviously, as an outsider looking in, you never know, but it seems like things just flow naturally, and
yes.
That's the best, because when you have two mega stars like that, two people that are in the public eye all the time, you always wonder, how will it work out, just because everyone wants to be in your relationship.
Yes.
It's like, how do you find just like private time? How do
yes.
you find time to just be each other?
And paparazzi.
Exactly. That's what I think was cool, that like no one knew until they announced that they got engaged, because
mm-hmm.
then they had that private time together. No one had caught them, and there's rumors, oh, Aaron Rodgers hanging
yes.
out with this person. Because you see it all the time. Oh, these people went out to lunch together. They're dating now. And it's like, No, we just run in the same circle. We can still be friends, exactly. So
very interesting. Well, I hope that Danica Patrick moves on to find her person now that Aaron Rodgers has. So
absolutely, yeah. I like Danica. She's another badass woman in sports.
She is, and I love her commercials that she makes for CoverGirl, so I can't complain.
Speaking of badass women, and this is not an athlete, but someone that's been in the public eye a long time, did you see the video of Dolly Parton getting her vaccine?
I did, and I absolutely loved it. It was the highlight of my week. Dolly Parton will forever be a queen in my eyes. She is iconic. She is absolutely stunning, and her music will go on forever. She did a different rendition to her song, Jolene, and it was about the vaccine, and it's absolutely hysterical. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. She got her, it was her first dose of it.
I believe.
And she sang a song about getting vaccinated, so please check it out. Tell us what you think, and go Dolly Parton.
Yeah, exactly. Very comical. It's funny, every time I think of Dolly Parton, and we had mentioned this earlier in one of our previous episodes, that you and I were on a game show together, and
yes,
one of our categories was about all things Dolly Parton.
Yes, that is correct. They have a museum, and it is called Dolly World, and it's everything to do with Dolly Parton, and I think that is the coolest thing. I have yet to see it, but I would love to go see that on my bucket list. Dolly World, I'm coming for you. I'm sure it's all the history and everything about her and how she really plunged away for women in music. And I think it's really cool all that she's done. She's also the actual godmother of Miley Cyrus, which I find to be very fascinating. And she was on the Hannah Montana show as her godmother too, which was kind of cool how it coincided.
There's your fun fact of the day.
Yes.
It's funny that you mentioned Dollywood, because I think that on the show, that was one of the answers, and I think you were actually the one that answered Dollywood, if I'm remembering correctly.
She's probably right. That was it in Dolly World, and it's in Tennessee. Interesting. She's from Nashville, so if you want to go check it out, there's a whole Dolly World park for you guys to go see, and everything that you can imagine about Dolly Parton.
Yeah, you mentioned Hannah Montana.
And I did.
I don't think I missed a single episode of Hannah Montana growing up.
Oh, Hannah Montana was gold.
It really was. Prime. It cracked me up. But at that same time, iCarly was another can't miss show.
That was a good, belly laugh. It wasn't forced. It wasn't fake. It was just funny. And it was cool to see, because that was the beginning of YouTube, essentially. You know, Nickelodeon had their own pair products, which was so funny to me. Everything was a pear phone or the pear pad. And it was really cool to see how they created a show based upon in reality, people would make YouTube channels, but they made their own web show, which is essentially a YouTube channel. And it was cool to see that transfer over to TV and the different actors on there. You know, Miranda Cosgrove, one of my favorite. I loved her in Drake and Josh. Did you ever watch Drake and Josh?
I did. I don't think I missed an episode of Drake and Josh.
Megan. Oh, love that show. That was another quality show. Really made you laugh. It was just funny. There was Jeanette McCurdy, who has recently announced she's done acting. She was also in Sam and Cat, that was on Nickelodeon with Ariana Grande. And then there was Nathan Kress, who was part of the trio on iCarly, and he recently had a baby, and he's married, which is kind of funny to see, because we saw him grow up on TV, and now he's an adult.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. If you go, iCarly is now on Netflix.
Yes.
For everyone that wasn't aware, go check it out. Obviously, you've probably seen it already, but relive the glory days.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you click on that first episode and watch the introductory episode, he looks so young.
You can tell he's young because he has the clunky tennis shoes and the wide baggy pants, and
the spiked hair.
That's an early 2000s look, and it just cracks me up. But yes, he was part of iCarly and Nickelodeon, and it was some good times, and I can't thank Nickelodeon enough for that show.
Yeah, you talked about Sam and Cat, mm-hmm. and then Miranda Cosgrove coming over from Drake and Josh, mm-hmm. and then Spencer, he was so funny, and he was on multiple shows as well.
Yes.
So it's kind of funny, in that era of time, yeah, you have so many shows that had these same characters, and they all translated so well from one show to the next.
Yes.
We talked about how Nathan Kress looks like a child when you go to the first episode, and now he's grown up, he has
a beard. Wife,
he has kids, he was able to grow some facial hair. But also, Drake and Josh, I mean, Drake Bell kind of looks the same, kept the same body. But when you look at Josh Peck, that's someone that went through an incredible transformation. Yes. It looks completely different from that time to now. Another person that kind of had that same transition, kind of their body changed a lot, and they've opened up about it recently, is Jonah Hill.
That's correct, yes. That was very interesting. So he was caught with a picture of him. He was going
surfing, I believe.
Yes, he was surfing down in California where he lives. And a paparazzi caught a picture of him, you know, taking his wetsuit off and putting his shirt on. And he goes, why is this such a big deal? Like, I finally love myself. I've accepted who I am and this body of mine. Like, just leave me alone. And it was very interesting because you've seen all of the movies that he's been. You know, he's been in True Story with James Franco. He's been in War Dogs with Miles Teller. He was in Moneyball. You know, he was in 21 and 22 Jump Street. You know, he is an iconic, you know, actor, and he's played so many different roles. A lot of it has been the funny comedian, but some of them have been a little bit serious. And I love his movies. I think he's a very talented actor.
I agree, and he's very funny, very versatile. He's played so many different roles. Like you said, you look at his list of movies he's been in, and they span every genre. He's played so many different roles. And in Wolf of Wall Street, for example, he looked great. He was so thin compared to where he had been before. But at the end of the day, obviously, you want everyone to be healthy, but you want everyone to mentally be healthy as well. And when you have people that are always capturing images of you and trying to get you going surfing and this and that, it makes you wonder, like you said, like, why is that such a big deal? Why can't we focus on the extreme accomplishments of what he's done
in his career?
Exactly. The collection of movies and comedy that he's provided us. I mean, it's incredible. Like I said, when you look at that list of movies he's been in and who he's starred alongside with and things he's helped write and produce.
That is correct.
That the way he looks when he's putting on a wetsuit and going surfing, doing something he enjoys that makes him happy, that should be the story that, look, he's getting into this. He's taking on surfing. He's having a good day at the beach. Like, that's not even a story. That's just a guy living his life. So why do we have to be like, oh, this is what Jonah Hill looks like now? Who cares? We should be like, what's Jonah Hill's next movie? Because I want to see it.
You know, that's a very good point, and I think that's probably why Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley probably kept everything from everybody. So that's the flip side. You know, you see that you have someone always in your, like, always a camera, always someone wanting to get a picture or see what you're doing. So I appreciate their privacy and that they didn't tell anyone, and it's really just up to them. And that's the flip side of it. Now, going into the other side of that, you know, with reality TV, The Bachelor is coming to an end soon. They had the women's tell-all, and different people had their say on certain, you know, topics and things like that. And something that I want to talk about, which is the finale is coming up, which will be very interesting. We'll see who he picks in the end. But when he came on for the tell-all, so it's when all the women come in or all the men come in and pick apart the season, why certain people did this and things like that. But when he came on the stage, he looks like a completely different person. And you might be asking, like, your face is like, why does he look so different? I don't understand. Well, he came on the stage and he had a full-grown beard, like full-on beard. And it was weird to see the reactions of the women and to see how they responded to that. And, you know, women can cut their hair, they can color it. Men can do the same too. But when they do facial hair, when they grow facial hair, it's quite different. Obviously, not a lot of women do that. And what is your take on facial hair and the changes of that? And
so I had seen a picture of Matt James on Twitter, and it was a picture of Matt James.
Yes.
And by the way, his beard is pretty big.
It's full.
But it looks good. I like the way it looks, actually. And the tweet said, honestly, the existence of this beard is a straight up spoiler. So I was like, a spoiler? Okay, what does that mean? Obviously, how are people interpreting this?
Yeah.
So I looked down in the comments and people were like, oh, Matt James is clearly single with this beard.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to take this in stride. It intrigues me that that's what the women of Twitter think.
Interesting.
And the reason it really intrigues me is I know there's some females that love facial hair. There's a trend going around on TikTok actually right now where you send your wife or girlfriend a filter of you with no beard. Oh. And it's the girlfriends and wives responding like, oh, heck no. Like, no
really?
Way. Or like, they're very passionate about it. And the reason I find it interesting and comical with this timing is my girlfriend wanted me to grow out some facial hair. So for like the first time in my life, I have a little beard right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny to me that the interpretation is that he's single when really I've had no beard my entire life. And then my girlfriend was like, no, you should grow one out. And with this TikTok trend of people being like, no, babe, you better keep your beard or don't come home without it. So maybe whoever he ends up with on the show likes facial hair and wanted him to grow the beard. What do you think? Is it a spoiler that he's single? Or do you think maybe he's just with a woman who likes a little facial hair?
You know, I'm trying to think of the flip side. So like if a girl, you know, is single or with someone, she might change her look. So what if like, you know, sometimes girls get bangs? Does that mean that they're single? Or they gone through a breakup? Or does that mean that their significant other likes them with bangs and their forehead covered, you know? Or like longer hair or shorter hair. That's interesting. I'm not sure. I'm going to say for spoiler sakes, say that five times fast. He's with the person that he picks from the show and she appreciates facial hair.
I like that. I like that
take. That's going to be my thought on that.
I like that take. He obviously put some time into this beard, though.
It has been a couple months, huh?
It's going to be. Based on how full and how big it is, although maybe he grows facial hair quickly.
But we don't know when this was filmed.
That's true. That's very true. That's another thing with men and facial hair, though, that I think is funny. Like you said, girls can, they cut their hair or they change their hair, they color their hair. That's a pretty quick thing. Obviously, you think about, I have a sister, and you think about it and consider it for a while, and you look at this picture, that picture, you ask your friends,
yeah,
what do you think of this one versus that one? But once you actually decide to do it, it's a pretty quick change. The hair gets cut off
for
quickly.
For females?
Yes.
Okay.
For a man to grow facial hair, and every man grows facial hair at different rates, you got to commit to it for a little bit.
Yeah. Girls are more quicker because you can do extensions and you can color it and cut it or chop it. Yeah, that's I don't know of any extension facial hairs.
Yeah, I don't really think that's a thing that should catch on with women.
No, but I'm talking for men, I don't think.
Yes, I got you.
But yeah, that's an interesting thought I never thought of.
Yeah, it says tweets about the breakup beard are laughable. But, I mean, it could be. People go through things and they change things up. They're like, this wasn't working. Maybe I need to change it up.
I think his current partner right now likes facial hair. I'm just going to go with that for the sake of, I hope they're still together.
I like that. Just out of curiosity, what's the craziest thing you've ever done with your hair? Either cut or color? Was it a short bob pixie cut? Was it a crazy color? Was it maybe some bangs?
I only ever had bangs when I was little. My mom would cut them with tape. She would tape it and cut it across. Bless her soul. And then the craziest thing was I was in college and I came back home for spring break. And my mom said, I will pay for your haircut, but you have to get what I want. I said, okay, sure. I don't have emotional attachment to my hair.
Yes.
And I remember going to this lady, and she was this like little tiny lady, and she had blow dried my hair 3 times, which is very odd in a hair appointment. And she had like these 6-inch like heels, and she was running around, and she had chopped off more than I wanted, and I felt like I had no hair. Like it was like chin short, and I think I went back to school and I wore beanies and hats for like 2 months because I hated how short it was. The color I didn't necessarily mind, although I have gone a little red before. I don't think I would do that again because it bleeds when you dye your hair red.
You.
How about yourself?
So if you look at pictures of me when I was a little kid, I think my mom just threw a bowl on my head and just, I had the straight up coconut head.
We've all had, I've had that going. Too.
Yes, but the craziest thing I've ever done, and I think a lot of people did this over the last year, was bleach my hair.
Oh, good. We love that. We love a good bleach.
I first let my sister do it. Screw it. Let's run to Walmart up the street, buy some boxed hair coloring, and I'll let you go for it.
Okay.
My hair was very orange, yellow.
Ooh, you didn't let it sit long
enough.
Did
not like it. I kind of looked like a Lego man. Like, that's kind of what my head looked like.
Oh, no.
So then I shaved it all off. I had the Slim Shady look going for a while.
Okay.
Let me tell you, that made for some prime lip-syncing Snapchats, though. I had the Slim Shady look going. But then I still wanted to bleach my hair. Mm-hmm. I still liked the concept of it. I still wanted to do it. So I went to a salon and had it done professionally.
Oh, good.
And that's my only salon experience. And this was actually a couple months ago that I had it done, not that long ago,
mm-hmm.
and I loved it.
Oh, good.
I thought it was great. I learned so much about purple shampoo and toner,
yep.
and I have so much more appreciation for everything girls have to do to take care of their hair and maintain the color and things of that nature. I have so much respect.
It's not easy. I can't tell you how many times I have bought in shampoo and everything else. There's a shampoo that I use that has, it's gray and it uses gray deposits for my hair because I want to get an ashier color.
Okay.
And it's all about chemistry. And it's all about mixing the right things and then purple or if you want red. And it's interesting because the hairdresser that I go to, she's really into the chemistry aspect. So she really explains it and it makes more sense. But if you buy, you know, drugstore stuff, not necessarily. You know, you might end up with orange hair. So.
Right. No, purple shampoo, I think I have like 4 different bottles of it.
I'll have to borrow some.
Exactly, because I was like, I'm not really feeling this one. Or I'd see a video about this one and be like, oh, let me try that. And then there was times I'd leave it in for a while and then I'd be like, am I going to wash this out and get out of my hair? It's going to be lavender. Like,
no, it doesn't do that.
I had all these, hey, I'm new to this, okay? I'm new to this. I was trying it out for the first time. I've since cut off the bleached blonde hair, but... it's something that I would do again.
Okay.
I did like it. That is definitely the craziest thing that I have ever done with my hair.
Well, we'll see if it happens again. It could be something worse in the future. We never know.
Hey, don't say that. But like you said, I don't have much emotional attachment to my hair either. I'm down to always try new things. When I go see the guy that cuts my hair, I'm like... hey, man, I trust you. Like, here's kind of what I have in mind. Like, go for it. Or if there's anything new that you've been wanting to try, like, I'm your guy.
Wow, that's a lot of trust in your hairdresser.
Yeah, for sure. Someone that I am a little bit emotionally attached to, or I really like their collection of work, is John Legend.
Yes, yes.
John Legend performed here in Las Vegas when we opened the Smith Center.
Ooh.
For those of you listening, the Smith Center is a very theatrical type venue. It's built for plays and things of that nature. So it's very intimate. The sound travels very well. And at the time, they were like, John Legend's opening it. And I was like, I don't really know if I want to get tickets, this or that. I kick myself every day that I didn't.
Oh no, that's a bummer. I've been to the Smith Center and I saw, it was the greatest day of my life, Cesar Millan.
Yes.
Came and he did this whole dog show. He brought people and their dogs up and helped train them right then and there. And then he brought up, she's also a queen here in Vegas, Lisa Vanderpump. And she brought her dogs and did a little show for us there. And then we went outside and they had free pet adoptions. Lisa Vanderpump brought her Vanderpump Dogs store down, a pop-up store there. And then we got a free concert from Hunter Hayes. Like, no one knew he was coming. It was like a surprise thing. And he came and he sang and he serenaded us. And there was dogs and Lisa Vanderpump's Rosé. And it was a wonderful evening of Cesar Millan and dogs and Rosé.
Are you sure you didn't die and go to heaven?
You know, it could have been heaven. I just could have been dreaming. I don't know. Maybe I did.
I think you got a glimpse of what's ahead in the afterlife.
Yes, and we got to take golf carts everywhere, so I didn't have to walk. It was great. It was a summer night. It was cool. It was around 80 degrees. Oh, beautiful. Take me back.
That's incredible. Do you know John Legend's real name?
No, I just assumed that was his real name.
So that is his stage name. His real name is John Roger Stevens. So John Stevens is his name. And he said he was totally cool going with John Stevens. He had no real desire looking for a stage name. But he had a group of friends, and every time they would be in the studio recording, Jay Ivey was actually the first person to call him John Legend, and Jay Ivey is a spoken word artist from Chicago, friends with Kanye West. So the group was always kind of John Stevens at the time, Jay Ivey, and Kanye, and they would all be in the studio together, and Jay Ivey started calling John Stevens, the legend, because he thought he sounded like an old school soul legend, the type of way he sang, the way his voice carried. And then Kanye kind of caught on to it a little bit, started calling him that. And John Stevens had a decision to make. Am I going to go by John Legend or John Stevens? Like I said, he said he wasn't really looking for a stage name. Mm-hmm. And then he made the decision to go with John Legend.
Wow.
And he said that was a very bold and audacious move at the time. Because I haven't even dropped a song yet. I don't have a record deal. And I'm going to go out there calling myself a legend?
That's like, bold.
That's extremely bold. But he said it's kind of carried him throughout his career because he had something to... I have to live up to this name. Yes. If I'm going to call myself a legend, I have to be a legend. And at the end of the day, he's an EGOT winner. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. There's only 16 people who have ever done that. It's the most coveted achievement in all of Hollywood and the world of entertainment. I'd say he's lived up to the name.
I'd say so, and he's married and has two beautiful children and a dog. And he is so funny on social media. I remember I seeing a video recently where his daughter, Luna, tried to call him John. And he goes, no, my name is Dad to you, not John. And that cracks me up because, you know, sometimes when I'm in public and in a large place, like, you know, you try and call your parents Mom and Dad, but they don't hear you because it's so loud and, you know, there's Mom, Dad. So I call them by their first names. And they you know, understand and they hear me and they respond to it. But I just found it's funny how he said, no, I am Dad to you, not John. And it just cracks me up. And he looks exactly like his children. I think they're so precious and cute. And he won Sexiest Man Alive recently. I don't know if you saw that. And someone called him, you know, Arthur. Do you know who Arthur is?
Yes, character? From back in the day, yes, the TV, yes, the cartoon.
And so someone called him that, and then Chrissy Teigen goes, I'm so lucky I got to marry the real-life Arthur and the sexiest man alive, and I'll just leave it at that.
That's hysterical, and I love when people win this award of sexiest man alive. Mm-hmm. I remember when David Beckham won it, and he was like, my kids think it's the funniest thing because they see me in the morning when I wake up, and he was like, my sons are just laughing at me. That is the award that I won. But there's the likes of David Beckham. I believe that Adam Levine was a previous winner.
Yes.
There was Blake Shelton.
Yes.
Who, I don't know if Michael B. Jordan won it.
Yes.
I know there was a lot of talk about him. Matthew McConaughey.
Yes. George Clooney.
I mean, that's a pretty good list to be included on right there. It's People Magazine that awards this, correct?
Yes. The people talk. The people have awarded you.
Yeah. Like, if I want to see a concert of John Legend, though, in the next bit, I think I'm going to have to go to Texas or Florida. I mean, concerts aren't going to happen for a while, but Texas and Florida, they're just saying, hey, screw it. We're going for it. Speaking of Florida, have you ever searched Florida man and then your birth date?
Not my birth date, but I'm... Let me look into this. I'll get back to you. What did your birthday say?
So, for those of you that don't know, Florida's got some wacky news all the time. So you search Florida man and a random date. It's always fun to choose a date like your birthday or the day that we're on, such as March 5th. My birthday's coming up in a little bit, so I searched Florida Man in the day of my birthday. And the first article I see says, Florida man upset at nurses, sets fire to hospital bed.
Oh, my goodness.
That's one way to get out of the hospital. The next one that I see is about a man peeing on the floor.
Oh, no.
And it says, Florida man who was peeing all over room attacks Good Samaritan who tried to stop him.
Oh, dear.
Victim gave suspect a safe place to be.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just wacky news stories like this, and honestly, you can just scroll through. It's so fun to do with your family, with your significant other, with a coworker. If you're on a date and you're looking for something to talk about, just be like, hey, you ever done the Florida Man Challenge? And if they haven't, pull it up, and you guys can look and laugh just for hours, and then it leads into other stories. This one, another one for my birthday. Florida man arrested for beating and throwing chair at child in donut dispute.
Oh, no.
Just absolutely insane things. But I can see you look this up. Throwing chair in donut dispute. And it leads into, oh, what's your favorite donut shop? Or what's your favorite kind of donut? Florida man can take you lots of places. But let's hear it. Did you find any for your birthday?
I did. A Florida man who ran naked through the airport screaming about a bomb.
That is not something you want to do at an airport. I will advise you not to speak about bombs at an airport or on an airplane.
Yes, there was one where this Florida man was running around with a plastic bag as his t-shirt, which is very interesting. I don't know how comfortable that is, but I'm thinking a plastic bag like, you know, a grocery store bag, and you tie it into something that looks, you know, fashionable. And there's just, you know, so many things that these people do on my birthday, and you would never have known. Let's see if we can see anything else.
This is their way of celebrating your birthday.
It's a crazy day.
Well, I'll give you one for today. I searched Florida Man March 5th.
Okay.
Just to see the headlines that pop up. And it's always funny because sometimes when you look at the articles, it'll be like posted on this day, which isn't even the day you search. But for March 5th, Florida man. This is from 2019, so they always pop up from, you never know what year you're going to get. That's the fun of this. You don't know what year it's going to be from. You don't know what it's going to be about. I love looking at the mugshots of the people who it is. But here you go. Here's your Florida man for March 5th. Thong-wearing Florida man arrested while building shed with garage on stranger's property.
Okay, so let me get this straight. He was wearing a thong, and he was building a garage on someone else's property?
Yeah, I mean, I wonder what he was planning to store on somebody else's property.
Now, my only thing to say is, was it really hot? Like, is that why he was wearing nothing? Like, I'm just wearing a thong?
It's Florida. It's hot and humid. I mean, maybe. It was, I mean, around this time of year, it's starting to warm up. The sun's coming out for us. Mm-hmm. It's the weather's getting nice. I can see a little sweat going on, especially if you're working hard building a garage. They say better safe than sorry, and I wouldn't necessarily say thong is the safest thing to wear while you're dealing with power tools and hammer and nails.
You know, at least it helped him get to that point, and I wish him all the best in his next endeavors. Hopefully he's somewhere cooler and with more clothing on.
I completely agree. I wish him the best. And I think that, like I said, Florida man will take you many places. I definitely suggest, if you have a lull in your day, taking a look at it or looking at it with your family, with your significant other, with someone you're on a date with, your coworker. It can take you lots of places. Like I said, you never know what year you're going to get. You never know what topic you're going to get. It's always fun. It's always interesting. So with that, follow, tweet, subscribe, tell us about your Florida man stories, and tell us how they help lead to engaging, successful conversations with all those people that I mentioned.
And we'll be happy to share how our topics and everything else we discussed helped you. Hopefully we can share it on our next episode. I'm Sonia with a J.
And I'm Andrew with an A.
And we'll see you next time on the Offsides Podcast.